Hello, Mixed Nutcases, and hello to the dog days of podcasting listeners and podcasters. Tonight, I want to talk about a reality show or game show or whatever you want to call it. I don't normally watch reality shows, but well, there's one that I'm really enjoying and it is called Nailed It. And I really thought I had already done an episode on this, but yeah, Nailed It. It is on Netflix and it's a baker's, maybe amateur, very amateur bakers, come on to a show and they're given these really interesting things to bake and they're given a short amount of time and the instructions and they all end up doing it horribly. Now, as somebody who does bake and does interesting things with her cakes, like, you know, I create all craziness. I have had a few Nailed It's. Let me tell you, when I made a giant cake into a TARDIS, there was definitely some structural integrity, issues going on there. Hot tip. You want to do something like that. Forget about trying to make it super, super moist and, you build your structure out of Rice Krispie and then you just make the cake on the inside or something. Because yeah, there's no amount of wooden dowels are going to keep a moist cake that tall. But, as somebody that has that experience and has created some amazingly successful cakes and, you know, has won, been awarded, top prize at in a baking contest, for both, flavor and presentation, I can tell you that the time limits that they give them, most professionals would have a hard time with that, having to do it in those time constraints. That is probably like the time that it takes if you are doing this all the time and you've made this cake a bunch of times. So they're setting them up for failure, but it's all part of the joke. We're not laughing at them. We're laughing with them. Sometimes we laugh at them because you don't understand why they think the things that they think, but they all make the same mistakes that, well, everybody does. We all do it. Even the pros do it. You know, you put something in the oven, you're like, oh my God, I didn't grease the pan or I didn't put parchment down or I just did something stupid, you know, whatever. Or I overfilled or whatever, you know, everybody makes mistakes and you've got people that once you make one mistake, it's just going to snowball into multiple mistakes and it's really fun. And so the host is Nicole Byer, whom I love. She's a comedian that just cracks me up. And I listen to, one of her podcasts. I'm going to put her other podcast, her new podcast in my list, after the end of Dog Days. I just don't have the time for more podcasts right now, but she did start a second podcast. I like her because she's really funny and very positive and completely frank and I'm all about it. And, it's her and Jacques something French that I'm going to mispronounce badly, that host it. And then every episode they have a different guest, which is often comedians, but sometimes, you know, like, I mean, Sylvia Weinstock shows up a whole bunch of times, which is really funny because I'm just sitting there going, Sylvia, go ahead. You make that cake. Yeah, you can't make that cake anymore because you haven't touched a cake in years, but that's okay. That's okay. She's hysterical. But you get to see some of your favorite comedians and you get to see people, just different celebrities come on and guest. And, it's a good time and I like it. It's so much fun. It's so stupid. And for some reason, apparently this is like the top show for kids, which I don't understand, because I don't think that the humor is for kids, but okay. So of course, what are we going to eat with Nailed It? We are going to eat some delicious cupcakes, but unfortunately these cupcakes have been ruined, but they taste good. They're all baked well. They're completely moist, but unfortunately someone could not control their ganache and it's just kind of leaking all over the place. Oh, I forgot to mention, for my regular listeners or anyone that is interested in the 2019 Nutty Bites t-shirt, which is Rory is so kawaii, you can get information on how to order that. I have an order form. If you go to nimloss.org/blog and you look at the top bar, and you go to where it says Nutty Bites, and in that drop down list, there's a bunch of different things that you can go to, including the dog days. But if you go to 2019T, there will be an order form. You fill it out. I'll tell you the cost and then you can tell me if I'm going to order it for you or not. So that's how you get the Nutty Bites t-shirt. If you're a patron, you get it at cost. If you are not a patron, then you just pay $5 more. That's all. It just, you know, gives me a little something for the art. But yeah, so I have set up an order form so you can go check that out on the website, nimlas.org/blog.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.